Vaccines for the deadly COVID-19 virus have started rolling out across the country. Healthcare workers are at the front line to receive the two-dose vaccine, and other people will be phased into qualifying for it. But what about the people who don't want to get vaccinated? You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jolene Almendadez. Dr. Luido Edgy from the University of Cincinnati is on a public relations blitz, CNBC, TMZ, BET, because not only is she a rare Black female doctor during a pandemic that's disproportionately impacting Black people, she's also part of the Moderna vaccine trial. And she's pretty sure she didn't get the placebo after she had a few mild symptoms for about a day. She feels fine now and says the risk of being in the trial group was worth it to her because she's lost 4 family members to COVID-19.
Doing things like this, being available to help dispel myths, is extremely important. I would have loved to be in line. I would have loved to turn the hands of time back and stand in line for the vaccine with them, but I can't do that. And I don't want anyone else to regret not having the vaccine.
She says she's committed to doing interviews and community outreach to let people know the vaccine is safe for nearly all people. But she's got a big task in front of her. The week of Christmas, I went to Findlay Market and asked people,
Are you going to be getting the vaccine when it comes out for everyone?
I think I want to see what happens, honestly. I have mixed emotions about it, or feelings, I guess.
Nah, it's not interesting. My opinion, it's just a money game.
No, I'm not going to take the shot, period.
I plan on not taking them. I'm going to let other people take them first.
Edgy knows she's facing an uphill battle, and the optics from the government, which has, in some cases, made the vaccine political, have not helped. For instance, calling the race for a vaccine Operation Warp Speed, she says, makes it seem like researchers started at square one, when really there was at least 2 decades of coronavirus research to build on.
Essentially, the cake has been baked for those 20 years. And essentially, the last 9 to 11 months have really been spent trying to find the flavor for the icing.
With her own experience in medicine and with the vaccine trial, Edgy is dispelling myths and misinformation about the vaccine, starting with this one from Stacey Dworak of Covington.
It's scary at the end of the day. I also am a person that doesn't really get flu shots.
The COVID-19 vaccine is not like the flu shot. Edgy says it doesn't inject a small amount of the virus into you. Instead, doctors were able to focus on the spike proteins coming out of the virus, making the vaccine based on mRNA.
There is zero virus in the mRNA vaccines, both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines.
Then there's people like James Murray, a West Virginia delivery driver who was making a stop at Findlay Market Tuesday and not wearing a mask. He says he had the flu and pneumonia in 2009, and then he turned to the internet for more information about COVID-19.
I Googled COVID-19 and I Googled the flu, and it's the same symptoms, which I've already had. I'm not afraid of something that I've already had.
To be clear, the flu and COVID-19 do have some of the same symptoms, but they're not the same. COVID-19 is more contagious and more deadly. Johns Hopkins says around 3 times as many people have died of COVID-19 this year than some of the most deadly years of the flu. Edgy says unreliable websites and social media are for sure negatively influencing what people think they know about the virus. While she can't take disinformation off the internet, she says she and other medical professionals are trying to wield social media power for the good.
So social media, from that standpoint, has allowed the message to be amplified. As you pointed out, it can also amplify misinformation. And so I think the larger amplification that we do as a physician community, especially a physician community that looks like our patients, the more success we're going to have.
That last part about physicians looking like their patients can be especially important because COVID-19 has disproportionately impacted Black and Latino people. They're 2.8 times more likely to die of the virus than white people. A big factor in those numbers comes from underlying health conditions experienced at higher rates among those demographics. But there are also some historical distrust issues among people of color and the medical community. Some people in Hamilton County are already taking on the task of trying to address the misinformation about the vaccine. The Center for Closing the Health Gap hosted 2-hour-long town halls on Facebook about the virus and vaccine. Doctors for Cincinnati Children's Hospital and Councilmember Jan Michelle Kearney all took part in answering questions. But there are still people who are just too skeptical to want to take the vaccine. Here's Michael White, a 60-year-old Cincinnati resident.
I ain't taking nothing I don't know nothing about. The president ain't taking it. Well, I'm going to take it.
If the president took it, would that, like, change your mind?
No, because he's probably taking it to be a guinea pig.
For more information about how the COVID-19 vaccine is rolling out in Hamilton County, visit WVXU.org. Jolene Almendarez, 91.7 WVXU.